Hey guys, just want to let you know the Patreon is up. Check it out, patreon.com/Beer City Media Podcast for all your extra Beer City Media needs. Now on with the show.
Saw it many, many years ago, then you definitely remembered when it happened. But if you didn't see it, then we know that you have certainly heard about it.
Yeah, we've got a lot of believers out there. On March 13th, 1997, mysterious lights suddenly appeared over Phoenix and over much of the state. As ABC 15's Nick Van Zandt shows us, 17 years later, some people are still trying to explain what really happened.
At first, I saw them far west.
It was 17 years ago, but Lynn Keitai remembers exactly what she saw above her Phoenix home.
Whoever did this not only wanted to be seen, but wanted to wake us up that we may not be alone in the universe.
Like Keitai, thousands of other people from Tucson to Phoenix and all the way up to the Nevada border reported seeing something in the sky. What really turned the so-called Phoenix lights into an international story, though, is this home video.
Woo! There's four of them!
I got that one on video.
There's four of them! Look at this, three of them all together.
Home video, in which you can clearly see the mysterious lights just hovering in the sky.
Major sighting here.
While at first a mystery, investigations attributed the lights in the sky to a combination of planes and military flares, but Keitai doesn't believe it.
You're trying to say that flares, military illumination flares, that traverse the entire state in a rock-solid, mile-wide V equidistant formation for hours?
Keitai says there's even been new sightings. For ABC 15, I'm Nick Van Zandt.
Welcome to the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast with Ryan, Larry, Spring Hill Josh, and the Luma Mommy herself, Miss April. And on today's episode, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the Phoenix Lights. The money shot. It's okay.
Mark that.
Mm-hmm. Shoot. Living room studio. What? 2021.
Remaking this. We're redoing this podcast. Mm-hmm. Remixing.
Yeah.
Well, we decided to try something new.
We went so 30 feet away.
Mm-hmm. Not even.
But it's carpeted in here, and I think we'll get a little less echo.
Baby steps, all right?
That's right.
Eventually, we'll get to our treehouse studio.
Oh, that would be cool. A treehouse studio?
Yeah,
I don't know how
you'd
fucking wire it, but I know. Honestly, with batteries, we wouldn't even have to.
That's true.
We can run everything off battery.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah.
Just a lantern in the middle of the table.
I'll get on Aaron to see if we can build a treehouse in the backyard.
Yay! Okay.
Being it's a freaking government, I probably have to get like a work permit or something.
You know what'd be cool?
The government will get the cut.
Well, it'll cost you $23,000 because lumber is like,
oh my god,
$4 for a log.
I know. I saw Ben Shapiro buy that. I'd like one wood, please.
Did you guys have anybody have a tree fort growing up?
No,
kind of.
I had a tree I would climb up, but I never was like, all right, we're going to put the floor right here. And then to the left here, after we put up some drywall, this will be the bathroom.
I had a friend who had a tree fort growing up, so I would go to her tree fort, but it was a really poorly made tree fort. Yeah. There were just nails sticking up out of the bottom, so like you'd catch tetanus every summer. And, you know, like all the boards were loose. So every step you took was like a test in durability.
It's the summer of lockjaw.
Is this the summer that I'm going to break my arm? Who knows?
Meanwhile, Ryan at 5/6 years old was trying to impress a girl jumping out of a tree and then broke his arm.
Yep. Well, that must be a family thing because Josh broke his arm. Well, he fell out of a tree.
I jumped on a tree.
Yeah, he was trying to
jump on the tree.
Yeah, this is some pretty solid. This is some pretty solid Josh logic. They were trying to. Oh, what were you trying to break the branch?
Yeah, we had an apple tree in our yard, and my buddies and I were like, because my parents hated it, and it was a pain to mow around. So we went ahead and we started sawing at it, and it wouldn't break. We couldn't saw through it, so we had it so it was at least leaning. And so I jumped, went over, and I tried to jump on it. You know, the part that was right by where we had sawed it. I like kind of stood on it and did the like pump thing,
pump up the volume,
yeah.
Pump up the
volume. And then I jumped, and it did break, but then like it came down and then rolled, and so I fell and I dislocated my shoulder.
Ouch!
Yeah. That was fun.
And so you stood up and you were like, all right, right is rain. And then all of a sudden you were like, searing pain. Uh-oh.
Yep.
Yeah. No, we actually did have something of a tree fort. It was weird, though, because my dad bought the house and he had this thing built. It was like a tree fort, but it wasn't in a tree.
Interesting.
Yeah,
pretty sure that's just a fort.
Yeah. It's just a regular fort.
Well, I can't.
One of them treeless forts.
Well, yeah, it was like take like a build the fort itself, the like little wooden house thing.
Yep.
Put it on four stilts and have a ladder go up to it.
So it was a chicken coop,
deer stand.
I mean, kind of.
I remember when I bought my first treeless house.
Hey, you know what? I saw boobs in there, and it was awesome.
Well, I guess that
did you draw them yourself?
No, we actually no. We had these neighbors. We had them come over, and they were older girls than my brother and I. You know, one of them, I think I was like 14, and she was like 17, going on 18. And somehow or another, got discussed to play strip poker. She was bad at poker.
Did you poke her?
No, I would have.
Good Lord.
But I saw boobies that day and I became a man.
Okay, well, anyway, this episode is about Phoenix Lights.
We'll
Josh's
get there, folks.
Next podcast coming next week will be Lessons in Brevity. So here we go, Phoenix Lights.
This is going to be brief, the podcast.
Yep. I'm going to make this brief.
All right, well, let's pull the Thunderbird to the side of the road real quick.
Now, hold on a second.
What?
I've taken great strides to pull back. That's and all true. I do is get shit on.
You're a great man.
Once you've entrenched your character on the show, there's no escape.
It's too late. It's okay.
But you do Yeah. You do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Thunderbird side of the road.
Yes.
A question.
Oh.
Okay. UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to have an encounter with a UFO and you could like script it out, what would it be?
A what again?
So like your what would your I guess the ideal
abduction?
Abduction. How would it go?
Well, it doesn't have to be an abduction, but
that's true.
Or encounter.
Yeah. Because we've heard various different, and I'm glad to be back cuz this is one we haven't done in a while. Mm-hmm. Aliens, UFOs.
You know, I want them to be helpful. I want it to be like I ran out of gas in the middle of like the highway and they come down and they're like, we will give you unlimited energy, zoinks. And they pump their alien gas goo into my tank and then it's like each gallon gives you like 10,000 miles to the gallon.
Need some petrol.
Because then I'm good for the rest of my life, and they were helpful, and then I could be like, way to be.
We are Triple A.
See,
thank you. Roadside assistance.
I knew they
were from Gonzork from Nebulan.
Nebulan.
Get her done.
So
redneck alien.
That's a nice crossover. Mm-hmm. I would be curious though, because I would. I mean, it's hypothetical, so it's your mm-hmm. scenario. But I'd have to imagine an alien species coming down. They're going to have some weird type of fuel. So you're just going to be like, can I get some petrol, bro? And he's just like, yeah, it's like, okay, well, our petrol is some what appears to look like a hamster floating in like a lava lamp.
Do you need a fuel rod?
And it usually comes to anal in these mm-hmm. scenarios. So. Yep. April, what do you think?
I guess because I'm a bit of a culinary fanatic, I would hope that they're like descending to ask me what the best local cuisine is, and I'd be like, hey man, zippity zoop me up in your space, yeah, zippity zoop me into your flippity floop, and let's take your space shuttle off to, I don't know,
Taco Boo.
I wouldn't take it.
Taco Boo. Okay,
aliens, not ghosts. Whoa. Whoops. I don't know who that guy was.
It was the alien commenting that he just wanted us to know that they're not ghosts.
I have been shitting for sex 16 flarns straight.
I hope a flarn isn't too long, their alien buddy.
They're equivalent to an hour.
Holy
wow.
shit!
Wow! Gotta stay away from that stomachs. Taco Bell. Jesus.
Oh my god. Anyway,
we're gonna need a bigger toilet.
God. Okay, so... Larry, what would your
ideal meeting of an alien be?
Strip club.
You just want to see what gets them going.
Flying to stage three, flying to stage three.
I gotta say, our alien names this episode are on point.
Yeah. God, and I just imagine like an alien stripper coming out and she's got three sets of bikini tops for each pair of her titties.
Like a pig.
Yeah.
Whoa. So she's got six boobs?
Yeah. I mean, why not?
That's better than Total Recall, Ryan.
That's times two what it is in mm-hmm. Total Recall.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
You're about to get probed. It's mixed mouth turns.
Now, in that situation, do you think it would be a 2x2x2 or would it be two rows of three?
I think it's staggered like bowling pins.
Oh, yeah.
Like 3-2-1?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll pick up that spare.
They need to have the space in there to feed their Norblerts.
Yes. It's hard being a single flarnk. You gotta feed your Norberts.
I know, but I really just want to get the word out there about single flarnicks. You know, the, mm-hmm. the
flarnixes, yeah.
The, right. the more male... The ones that when they go through a divorce, it's kind of hard on them.
Yeah, I know.
The Garp went out for cigarettes and never came back.
Goddamn Garps.
You know, they get a bad rap.
Ooh, she's a filth. A fliff. No, filth. Sorry. Figure out the lettering right. there.
Don't tell anyone, man, but I've been having real nasty thoughts about Schnurg.
Simpson?
Snatch stage one, snatch stage one.
Just dragging its nipples on the mm-hmm. ground. She had a long night last night. Just to...
We're going to need some more tassels.
Can we get the stage volume down about halfway? She's kind of oozing out of her schnurr.
Just a crowd full of single flarnins.
Hey, don't flarg off over there.
Mm-hmm. I am making it glocks.
Man, I really want to schnurr her flern. I've been thinking about it all day. Once I get my schnurr into her flarkeek.
All right. Well, anyway.
God, there's going to be so much sound.
I think I would.
Smoking blorp and drinking schmappledorks.
The classic combo.
The
classic line that we have on the soundboard.
April, please don't tell anybody, but I schnurred my perf.
Oh, no.
That'll happen, man, when you eat the taco blue.
In order to speak the alien's tongue, I had to submerge my face into ice cold water.
So your lips go numb.
Yeah.
Yokiro taco blorp.
So, according to the wiki, the Phoenix Lights, sometimes called the Lights Over Phoenix, were
a sports football team name.
Lights Over Phoenix?
Yeah. Were the Phoenix Lights. Not
sounds
Lights
like
over
a
Phoenix.
Kiss-ass band name.
Phoenix Lights.
Lights Over Phoenix?
That isn't bad.
Reverse them, yeah.
I like it. What kind of music is Lights Over Phoenix?
Post-rock. Oh,
classic flock.
Probably post-rock.
Lights Over Phoenix is like...
Post-flock? So is it like a post-rock cover band of Flock of Seagulls?
Yes. What's the band that does all the Hotline Miami soundtrack?
That Schnurple Dark?
No, we're not with the aliens anymore. Josh's next
keep
podcast.
Up with us. Come on.
Josh's next podcast coming next week.
Things we talked about 20 seconds ago. The podcast.
I don't remember who that is.
Oh, okay.
That's all that podcast to be. Yeah, that one thing. I don't remember who it is. I won't let go of this. I'll keep bringing it back.
So, these were a series of widely sighted unidentified flying objects, or UFOs, observed in the skies over the U.S. states of Arizona, Nevada, and the Mexican state of Sonora. Hi to all our Hispanic listeners.
Hola. Yes,
I don't think we say that enough, although we do promote the hell out of Taco Bell. Wait. Is that bad? I'm just
not
kidding.
Not a sponsor.
Yeah.
Not a sponsor. I don't think it's bad. I think it's just telling.
That doesn't say a lot considering, you know, how much of an authentic Mexican cuisine Taco Bell is.
Right.
Honestly, I prefer a good taco truck over...
Yes, street taco. Mm.
Personally. So, blah, blah, blah.
We're done with the alien thing.
Yep. That was March 13th, 1997, when these sightings were around. Lights of varying descriptions were seen by thousands of people between 7:30 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Ooh.
I was always confused when I saw that on things growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it was one of those things that happened a little too late. Like, I learned what Eastern Standard Time was.
Uh-huh.
But like EST, I was always like, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Established.
I'm going to have some show code here and be totally honest. I constantly have to ask April what time zone we're in.
Yeah.
I get it.
Doesn't change. So when she tells you the first time.
Yeah, well, it'll be like, I'll be like, is it Eastern?
We're Eastern. Now, you go state over, and there's Central.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'd be like Illinois.
Yep.
Parts of Indiana.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Give it like 2 months, and they'll still be like, oh, we're Eastern, right?
Now, all of these were seen in a space of about 300 miles from the Nevada line through Phoenix to the edge of Tucson. There were two distinct events involved in the incident, of which we will get into momentarily. So, the lights were reported to have reappeared in 2007 and 2008, but again, these events were quickly attributed to allegedly military flares.
Hmm.
Which sounds like, I mean, I'm just saying, not trying to do my verdict early, but it sounds like kind of crazy for a bunch of military people to fire off multiple flares.
Right.
But that's just the part of me trying to play devil's advocate to how I really feel, but we'll get to that later. Okay. Anyway.
Sure. All right. Now I want to talk first a little bit about that first sighting. Now on March 13, 1997, at about 6:55 PM, a man reported seeing a V-shaped object above Henderson, Nevada. He said it was about the size of a Boeing 747, sounded like rushing wind, and had six lights on its leading edge. The lights reportedly traversed northwest to the southwest. An unidentified former police officer from Paulden, Arizona, is claiming to have been the next person to report a sighting after leaving his house at about 8:15 p.m. As he was driving north, he allegedly saw a cluster of reddish or orange lights in the sky, compromising four lights together and a fifth light trailing them.
You said he was law enforcement?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes it a little more credible to me, too.
I mean, I can already, I can tell you what it was right now. It was just geese with headlamps.
Mm. Minor geese.
Yeah, they can't fly in the dark.
No.
I mean, would you fly in the dark?
No.
You know, I was just thinking, what if animals all had to have jobs? Like, because he mentioned minor geese, mm-hmm. and maybe this is the THC acting in my head a bit here, but just me imagining what would happen if all animals had to have jobs. Mm. What would your dogs do?
Lando would be a fluffer.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
For doggy porno?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Be his dream job.
Mm-hmm. What about Riley?
Mattress.
A mattress?
No.
Like, testing mattresses. People get paid for that, to the try out mattresses, see how they sleep on them and whatnot.
Okay.
Sure.
What would little Chewy do?
Well, he loves sticks. I'd say he'd be a branch manager.
He just got a little tie on.
Yep. Oh,
Lord. Suity. Comes in and he's like, arr, arr, close alone. Arr, arr.
Got time to leave. You got time to clean.
He'd be the first branch manager that didn't get complaints because he's just too darn cute.
Yep, for like, sure.
Well, I was going to complain, but man, as soon as
can
he put
I speak to your man? Aww.
Well, they'd be intimidated to see how tough he is.
Yeah, and then eventually they have the little dog language decoders because somehow in the future Elon invents that, and suddenly you find out he's saying all these racist things, and it's like,
man,
that'd be the worst.
You're like, damn it, Chewie, I should have known something when you read Doggy Mind Comp.
Did you hear the joke about looks both ways? Cats. I got a good bird joke for you too. I'm like, Jesus.
Lay off on our aviary friends there, bud.
Good Lord. Oh.
Chewie starts a little dog channel called Dog Info Wars.
I never expected Chewie to be an insult Alex comic, Bones. But okay.
God, how
the global elite penguins are coming up.
We got a lot of things today on today's episode, ladies and gentlemen.
In Infowars.com. /Alpo.
He would devote an entire episode on how he shits in the backyard, and then they just go missing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a conspiracy.
You see, they're putting chemicals in the dog food. Things gotta change.
There's chemtrails in the cars. That's why we're chasing them.
That's right. Oh, my God. Thanks, Chewie. Okay, so each of the individual lights in the formation appeared to the witness to consist of two separate point sources of orange light. He returned home and through binoculars watched the lights until they disappeared south over the horizon. Now, lights were also reportedly seen in the areas of Prescott and Prescott Valley. At approximately 2017 MST, callers began reporting the object was definitely solid, because it blocked out much of the starry sky as it passed over. Devin Lorenz and his aunt Jamie Lorenz were standing outside on his porch in Prescott Valley.
Smooching.
Definitely, because they were...
Sorry, my aunt porn must have just flopped up on my phone there.
He does it.
Step aunt.
Oh, boy.
Now, Devin, this is your aunt Jamie. We got to keep things... We got to keep things normal around here. Oh, step in. You got your hand caught behind the washer. I can't help myself.
Little Billy over there is an anteater.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. I love you. That's how the porno ends. Sorry.
Yep. I wish more of them ended that way. Then maybe porn wouldn't be so depressing. All right. Oh, where did I leave off? Okay. Aunt Jamie and Devin were standing outside on his porch in Prescott Valley, dry humping, when they noticed a cluster of lights to the west-northwest of their position. The lights formed a triangular pattern, but all of them appeared to be red, except the light at the nose of the object, which was distinctly white. The object or objects, which had been observed for approximately 2 to 3 minutes with binoculars, then passed directly over the observers, were seen to bank to the right, and then disappeared in the night sky to the southeast of Prescott Valley. The altitude could not be determined. However, the object was fairly low and made no sound whatsoever.
Hey, that Frisbee's got a headlight on it.
I just like to imagine like the stoners in that area.
Whoa.
Sitting outside like, whoa, man.
It's a giant triangle.
It's like pizza, man. Like, you think
giant
God,
slice pizza.
You think God's sending a sky pizza?
Definitely.
What do you think, Larry?
I think you're on something a little stronger than pot. That's what I think.
All righty then.
Sure. All right. The National UFO Reporting Center received the following report from the Prescott area. Quote, we observed five yellow-white lights in a V formation moving slowly from the northwest across the sky to the northeast, then turn almost due south and continue until out of sight. The point of the V was in the direction of movement. The first three lights were in a fairly tight V, while two of the lights were further back along the lines of the V's legs. During the northwest to northeast transit, one of the trailing lights moved up and joined the three and then dropped back to the trailing position. I estimated the three-light V to cover about half a degree of sky and the whole group of five lights to cover about 1 degree of sky. So this thing's pretty fucking big. Tim Lay and his wife Bobby, his son Hal, and his grandson Damian Turnage first saw the lights when they were above Prescott Valley, about 65 miles away from them. At first, the lights appeared to them as five separate and distinct lights in an arc shape, as if they were on top of a balloon. They soon realized that the lights appeared to be moving towards them. Over the next 10 or so minutes, the lights appeared to come closer. The distance between the lights increased, and they took on the shape of an upside-down V. Eventually, when the lights appeared to be a couple of miles away, the witnesses could make out a shape that looked like a 60-degree carpenter's square. The carpenter's square.
Like carp? No, not carpeting.
It's wood, a woodworking tool.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just figured it was a square of wood, so I'm glad I asked. With the five lights, okay, so a carpenter square with the five lights set into it, with one at the front and two on each side. Soon, the object with the embedded lights appeared to be coming right down the street where they lived, about 100 to 150 feet above them.
We'd like to speak to you about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Did you know that your warranty is up on your car? Just letting you know. Traveling so silently, or excuse me, traveling so slowly that appeared to hover and was silent. The object then seemed to pass over their heads and went through a V opening in the peaks of the mountain range towards Squawk Peak Mountain and toward, the, I don't know, squawk is a funny word, and toward the direction of Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport.
Man, you guys see the squawks on that girl? I mean, she's got nice form. She's been working out at the Schnerv.
Welcome to the Schnerv, ladies and gentlemen.
What is the Schnerv? Is it a bar?
It's a strip club.
It's a strip club, yeah.
Slash. And tonight at the Schnerv!
We've got the beautiful woman.
You know what's funny about that is my dad always said, you know what Schnerv is? It's when you stick your finger in your butt and smell it and you go, Schnur.
It's oddly specific.
I don't know. Josh knows. This is like a thing my family says. I don't know why.
It makes sense, though.
It does.
Penis. You take a real quick second to draw your own little Hitler stash on your nose.
Yep. Ooh, Schnur.
That's the Schnur.
That's the Schnur. Oh, witnesses in Glendale, a suburb of Northwest Phoenix, saw the object pass overhead at an altitude high enough to become obscured by the thin clouds. This was at approximately between 2030 and 2045 MST. When the triangular formation entered the Phoenix area, Bill Greiner, a cement driver hauling a load down a mountain north of Phoenix, described the second group of lights. Quote, I'll never be the same. Oh, that's dramatic. Before this, if anybody had told me they saw a UFO, I would have said, yeah, and I believe in the tooth fairy. Now I've got a whole new view, and I may just be a dumb truck driver, but I've seen something that don't belong here. Wow.
Don't belong here.
Hey! Get out of my truck!
They're taking our stripper jobs!
My God. Greiner stated that the lights hovered over the area for more than 2 hours. A report came from a young man in the Kingman area who stopped his car at a payphone to report the incident. The young man, en route to Los Angeles called from a phone booth to report having seen a large, and I know that's so antiquated, reporting to have seen a large and bizarre cluster of stars moving slowly in the northern sky.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what we can gather here, it's big, it's a V, there's lights all over it, and it's huge, but it's totally silent. That's the part that creeps me out, is that it's silent.
I mean,
electric cars are silent.
It's really
crazy. Yeah, but I feel like even when you see, like, if they're saying it's as big as a 747, like, you can hear when a plane flies overhead. Like, imagine, I mean, it weirds me out that it's so quiet.
I remember when Aaron lived in Muskegon, they would do the air show in Muskegon. Mm-hmm. And my brother-in-law and I were out grilling food, and we see, and where the Blue Angels would do their practice was right over Aaron's house.
Oh, man.
Nice.
So we see five planes shoot right past. I was like, that was weird. It didn't make a... It, like, the sound was deafening. We hit the ground.
Oh, jeez.
But, like, you saw the planes, and then the sound came.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they broke the sound barrier.
So, I mean, I usually don't give UFO sightings a lot of credibility because I just find it innately boring. And
fair enough.
Like, looking at videos, which I did definitely do, I was kind of like, I don't know, like, it feels like nowadays with 4K smartphones and cameras, we would have better footage. But
this was from the early, the mid-late 90s, though.
Right. And I know that from looking at it and listening to what April said, especially with there being law enforcement that saw it and some credible sources, like, to me, there's some validity to the accusations.
For me, it's the range of different people. It's not like just one trailer park or like one rich neighborhood. Or,
yeah, even the physical range.
It's just, it's like, a lot of different types of people.
From a pretty large area.
Yeah.
So I looked to see some more recent sightings, just to maybe in some ways for this to be kind of an update to people who tune into these episodes, because I don't want to... I mean, obviously, there's a lot of people who believe we're not alone. So, three separate UFO sightings, according to latestufosightings.net, took place within 18 miles of one another in the space of a month this year in 2021. The latest sightings of mysterious objects have all been reported to MUFON, which is the Mutual UFO Network, a database of reported UFO sightings. And actually, you have to, like, take a test to be in MUFON.
Really? Did you try taking the test?
No, because I have no time. but, I mean, some people are, like, registered MUFON people. Like, it's, like, almost like you got a badge or something. You're like, oh, I'm here to spot the... Fuck, I'm trying not to make fun of you. But literally, you become part of, like, an organization or something. Mm-hmm. So, in Tullabody, a triangular-shaped aircraft was observed on Friday evening, March 26th. A witness was walking their dog when they spotted an orange-colored light from a southwesterly direction coming towards them. Their first immediate thought was a Chinese lantern, which, I mean, it could be.
Mm-hmm.
When my cousin died, we sent up a Chinese lantern.
Yeah.
I've seen enough of those, though, that you can definitely tell what the Chinese...
Yeah, but if it happens and it's super far away...
Right. I mean, you gotta think. You could, at any angle, an image can be manipulated. Mm-hmm. You
know, well, I wonder, just out of, like, from a scientific standpoint, like, how far those can go up before there's not enough oxygen for the fire to burn.
Yeah.
Right.
I can't believe those things are legal. It's flying fire.
Yeah.
Well, when it gets high enough, I mean, it's going to burn out.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
but I get what you're saying.
I've seen people light them up here in our town in the middle of summer. I'm like, if that were to come down in a tree.
Theoretically, Josh, you're in a hot air balloon. You're cruising by with your beard all wispy in the wind. And the Chinese lantern hits it, that would be bad.
That would be bad.
Yes.
I don't know if those things have enough flame to do any damage.
No. That's true.
It's a dry time.
Aren't they just a little tea light?
Yeah.
Tea light?
Yeah. Yeah, basically. I know it didn't
do much.
Unless you'd have to be dumb enough to just hold your head there while it's, like, floating next to you.
Here comes, up on fire. I'm on fire.
It's too bad that I don't feel like moving. I'm going to really burn myself here in my hot air balloon.
Oh, God. I remember it in school. Is it roll, drop, and stop?
Yeah, drop, man. Something roll, like...
stop. I don't know.
Drop and drop and drop. Drop, drop. I can't
just
drop.
Drop, drop.
I'm just in the rolling a joint. That's what I'm doing.
I'm just going to do the fire. Stop, stop, and stop.
Hey, man. It's roll, hit... Wait, no. Roll, burn.
Roll, hit, drop.
I am not that bad of a stoner. Right? No, you can't put sentences together.
I know it. You're great. You're great. So, their first immediate thought was Chinese lantern. Like I said, they changed their mind when they observed it moving too fast. So, then they thought of a meteorite, which would be scary as shit.
Right.
Anytime I see a light move fast, though, I am a little scared. Like the when you see like a shooting star.
Well, that's it. That is burning. It's burning up in the atmosphere. So that's actually a good sign.
That's true. So they thought a meteor, but it was bright orange, composed of three small triangles close together. They watched it until it vanished into a bank of clouds. They moved on to think about it further when another UFO appeared from a similar direction with the same color, speed, and form. So like a duplicate. The mysterious object moved smoothly with no sound, vapor trail, and blinking lights. The second one looked like it caught up the to the previous, putting forth a spurt and giving off a little exhaust of similar color.
It's a convoy.
I hate when you get a spurt and a little exhaust at the same time.
I almost spurted in my pants the other day. not that way, like yellow spurt from the front.
Oh.
Might want to get a doctor to check that out.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be yellow, man.
Yellow spurt.
That's spurt.
Yellow spurt.
The puff of exhaust stayed in the same place and left a tiny orange dot in the sky before it vanished into a cloud bank. The eagle eye witness believes this can be explained away logically. The phone of the spotter was broken. Therefore, they have no evidence except their description. They have been thinking more about what they saw that night. The incident took place at 8:30 p.m. and was reported to MUFON on March 29th. Coincidentally, another UFO sighting was reported 3 days later, 18 miles away, in Cumbernauld. That's like...
Cumbernauld?
He was great as Dr. Strange.
I was going to say, it sounds like a UK name for like an American county. Someone witnessed this sighting in the Lancashire town on Tuesday, March 23rd, shortly after at 9 p.m. and reported the same day to MUFON. Which, MUFON. If somebody's in MUFON and took that test and they see something, I feel like they get like half off their energy drinks at like all participating MUFON gas stations.
Do you have your MUFON rewards card with you?
Sure. It's under my wife.
Yep.
She signs me up for everything. On this occasion, the witnesses managed to take video footage. The video shows a white flickering light that, according to the witnesses, remained in the skies for more than 2 hours. Wow, that's a long time. But the video only lasts for more than 3 minutes. The third sighting happened on Wednesday, April 21st. A witness claimed to have observed a UFO moving from north to east and then changed direction back north before vanishing. Two small objects flashed above it. Incident was reported to MUFON. Same day, video footage shows a white light flashing in the sky and seems to be coming from a type of craft, but is not clearly identifiable from the clip. Did I look at the footage? Yes. Did I look at... recent footage, yes, it looks lame. To be completely honest with you, I'm sorry, I gotta be real on this
show. You're getting your MUFON card revoked. You're out of the club.
I'm not getting half off energy drinks. Damn it.
I gotta pay full price for those grillers, the rollers.
I kind of want to press people, though. If you have footage or a link to footage, conspiracytherapyshow@gmail.com. What I looked at, I'm sorry, it just isn't. Very good. So yeah, we'll take a break. When we come back, Josh has got some stuff to talk about. Maybe Larry will rant and play.
It is The Light Show, which turned on the lights, so to speak, for many non-believers, doubters, or people flat out in the dark about UFOs.
On March 13th, 1997, while thousands of people were looking skyward purposely for a glimpse of the Hale-Bopp comet, they also caught a glimpse of either these V or Delta or boomerang-shaped orbs.
One of those skeptics was Dr. Lynn Kitai.
I am a healthy skeptic, but I saw this up close and personal and captured 35 millimeter photographs of it. What I did end up with, after keeping an intricate journal for 7 years, was 750 pages of such compelling and credible data. What's exciting is we also have another medical doctor who has stayed anonymous for 21 years that will be speaking and telling his story. The Phoenix Lights are validated as something that could be otherworldly.
I'm Jared Dillingham for Arizona's Family.
That's the one. Oi. How did he not find a baggie with his hand in my shoe? Way too close for me. I will at least say allowed me through. Should be a good night in here. Ramo in the main room. People keep pushing me though. The reception on the phone. And I'm thinking.
Lights are blinding my eyes.
They said they'd be here, they said. They said in the corner. And I'm thinking.
People pushing by. Walking off into the night.
He's look well speckled, a bit green and blue. Freezes well cheap though, so I'll take three if I need to.
Shoop. Living Room Studio 2021. It's going to take me a minute to get that one going.
Indeed.
Comfy.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I could lean back and be like, let's watch a film.
Yeah.
You're in the recliner too, so you could really kick back.
Ooh,
no,
man.
I might
fall asleep.
I fall asleep.
Lord knows. Was it last week?
Schnervian.
If we had this set up last week, I would have fallen asleep.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. You were a sleepy boy.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that abrupt ending, but you know what?
We got battery power now, folks.
That's right.
Fully powered.
Infinite.
Infinite.
Oh, girl. I'm sorry.
Okay, well.
I'll see myself out. How about a little bit of pop culture from our man, Mr. Joshua?
It's time for the Pop Culture Minute with Josh! Sonic Boom!
That was like a hit of nostalgia right there.
I know, that made me, that was a genuine feel-good moment.
That distortion almost sounds like the distortion pedal that maybe you'll get. Oh, from eventually the person who loves
me very much.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. It'll be a surprise gift. So, yeah, there are a few things here for pop culture that are kind of fun if you are curious about some of the documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
There is the Phoenix Lights. We Are Not Alone documentary. Starring Lynn Kitai, MD, executive producer in collaboration with Steve Lance Productions, based on the book. Now, this is a... they talk to the former governor, vice mayor, investigators, military, even pilots and witnesses of the original event. So that'd be kind of... I actually did see a little part of that, and that was kind of interesting. Of course, they you know, ice it up to be as real as possible.
Well, and again, here we are with a doctor, which is more of a credible source.
Absolutely.
For sure.
That's the thing about this event that's so interesting. But, you know, I'll get to that in my verdict.
Okay.
There is a film called Night Skies. It's a horror movie starring Jason Connery, Sean Connery's son.
Oh, Shuba.
AJ Cook and Ashley Peldon, featuring the lights, a premiere direct to DVD, so that's not a good sign.
Not Chupa.
Again, I saw the trailer for it.
Hey, Dad.
Yes, yes.
Dad, did you check out my movie?
The movie was excellent.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
I was just curious.
Like father, like son.
That's true.
It's too bad he can't talk like Harrison Ford. Like, you can have a conversation with yourself.
I was in Star Wars, I fly planes.
And then Sean Connery was his dad.
Yes, I used to fly planes too. Actually, I'm a member of the Mile High Club.
It's like I'm living in an episode of a movie of Indiana Jones.
Wouldn't that be great if they did like some sort of like one of those celebrity houses with just old movie stars?
Oh, like that'd be so fun.
Yes, dig me up.
You'd have to decide like what's the cutoff age? Like 75, 80?
No, there is no cutoff age, but there is a starting age. You have to be
right. That's what I'm saying. Is like
I'll say 50 and up.
Okay.
50 and up?
That's AARP.
Larry could almost be on that show. 55,
I thought. Wasn't it?
Is it 55 for AARP? Okay.
We'll do 55 and up.
So, but now this is making me curious. Is there any celebrities, like, I heard, was it, I think Elon Musk owns Gene Wilder's house?
We can put him there.
Oh my, I'm there too.
The Count from Sesame Street?
Yeah. My time in a Japanese internment camp.
But I'm curious, does anybody have a celebrity house you wish you could see, just out of curiosity, what it would look like?
I would love to be, because, I mean, you could see all the pictures of the outside of, like, what's his name? Bill Gates. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see the inside of his house.
The Gates that keep you out.
Yep.
Yes.
I would like to see Rob Zombie's house.
Oh. I bet there's so much horror movie
Howard
memorabilia.
Stern's described it, yeah. Mm. Like, yeah, he's...
I've seen some
like
pretty
a lot
cool
of the monsters stuff.
Yeah.
He's about to do that, actually.
Is he gonna... He really? He's been talking about that for years.
Nice.
TV show, I think. April, do you have a celebrity house you'd like to see?
I don't know. I guess I can't really think of any. I feel like they all probably look similar.
You want to go into Justin Timberlake's house?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. That's your answer.
Okay. Will he be there?
In his swimming pool.
Perfect. I'm there.
I'm going to say Larry Bird.
Oh, okay. You see think the ceilings are just doorway? Really high? Or?
Celtics memorabilia.
Yeah.
I remember hearing a thing about the Big Show's house, how they had to like make the doors extra big. And
I'm sure if I sat in that toilet, my feet wouldn't even touch the ground.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Like to go to somebody who's so big like that.
Just dangling there. Yeah. Like a child.
You gotta have steps to get up to the toilet.
Well, wait, so whose house was that again? No, it was a basketball player, right?
No, the Big Show was a pro wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mr. Big Shulky.
As you're kicking your legs on the toilet.
Can you show me some of your wrestling moves?
Get off the toilet, you twist an ankle. Landing.
Oh, God.
His toilet paper is literally just bath towels.
Ugh.
What was the name of the famous announcer for WWF, WWE?
Well, there was Mean Gene Oakland.
Right, that's who I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. The one that's, oh my God, it's a real slobber knocker out there tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
That's Jim Ross.
That's Jim Ross.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So we were a real slobber knocker in there.
I was just going to say, I would imagine one of those wrestler guys has an Alexa that sounds like that.
Oh God, it looks like it's 72 degrees out there today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
I'd want that for my GPS.
Yeah. Oh man, that's the future of Alexa. Is you can download different celebrity voices.
You missed your turnoff there. The Arby's was two blocks back.
Should we finish this? Yeah.
Of course he's up.
Yes. Good. Okay. There's another movie called They Came from Outer Space. Ooh. Previous title: Phoenix Lights. The movie. A science fiction thriller starring Ossie Beck, Mackenzie Fergins, Yvette Rochelle, Matt Mercer,
not
some other
Matt
people.
Mercer.
Yeah, I did not check that out. There's the Phoenix Incident, a science fiction conspiracy horror film released in 2015. I watched about 20 minutes or 15 minutes of this. It was actually kind of interesting. It's a B horror flick. So not great, but it was interesting.
It's no Troll 2.
Here we go. Looking at the Blair Witch series, The Phoenix Tapes, 97, a found footage science fiction horror film released in 2016.
Shaky lights.
Yep.
Oh, God! What is it? What is it?
I'm so scared.
Just cum dripping out of her mouth. And finally, Phoenix Forgotten, a found footage science fiction horror film released in 2017. So it was like 2016 you had one, and then 2017 you had one.
Okay. Hmm. Well, that's your pop culture.
Some delicious pop.
I made it myself.
Nice. Right. Well, folks, I think it's time for a verdict. Four podcasters you know and love and trust.
No longer in a corner.
No. No. We're spaced out on the couch.
That's right.
And in the other corner, a bunch of lights. Some moving together. Some orange. Spurting. Across.
Yellow spurts.
Some up there for 2 hours. There's a doctor. A law enforcer. And a bunch of other random people who have seen these lights, and we have to ask ourselves, are they UFOs? Or is somebody's Chinese lantern just happened to be floating around? All right. Who will go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
You know what? I think I believe this. Mm-hmm. Because they say it was military doing these like the mortars and stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those don't burn for hours and hours and move very slowly.
Flares do.
They burn for hours and move slowly across the sky?
I don't know how they move, but they do burn for hours.
They're meant to be seen, and like if you use a flare, like that's the whole point of it is to be a light to guide either like some sort of air vehicle or.
But they're going to put it on the bottom of their vehicle?
I mean, that's your verdict, man.
That's why I'm saying, and the way that they're described, they're like perfectly spaced out. All these different people, credible people that you can't tell me that you would have such a diverse group of people that would all have the same story. That seems strange that they would be able to do that. Or if it was fake. Mm. So that's why I think that there was something. The military, of course, is going to be like, oh, yeah, it was us. But they've said that for how many years? And this past year, the government came out and said, yes, there have been some UFOs.
Like there's some shit we can't explain.
There are things that have happened. We have no explanation. We have these videos. We don't know what that was. Mm. So that's why I think this is a case of, maybe it was real.
April?
I think the lights were there, and I think what they saw was real. But I don't think it was aliens. I think it's probably, you know, a military craft that, you know, if it's at night, it's because they don't want people to see it.
They failed there.
Well, I mean, like the whole craft. I think, you know, and it was probably lit from underneath. If they were testing a military vehicle or, you know, some sort of new kind of plane, I don't know. I can't get behind aliens. I don't think they're real.
I get you. Larry?
Yeah, the lights are real. What they are. I mean, you would think that if it was something foreign that the government didn't know about, they would have scrambled some jets after that thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, military's pretty on that when that sort of stuff is seen or like discovered on radar or whatnot. So I was kind of thinking maybe it would have been like maybe the Russians testing, but we would have scrambled jets after that.
Right.
That's why it leads me to believe that it is American military something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to follow up with the last two and say I think it probably has something to do with a military organization. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine that lights are going to be anything other than, and at this point, I mean, we all have access to buy a drone with some sort of lighting apparatus on it. Now, for it being in the 90s, who knows? I mean, again, it could have been something they were testing out. I mean, they say the military technology is like 10 years ahead of whatever
at least,
we have.
At least.
Sure.
So, I mean, that could have
50.
Been, or, I'm sorry, you're right, 50. It's more around 50. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's there's things that going back in time have definitely been some sort of military testing, and I think this falls into that. I just can't imagine at this point we wouldn't know about whatever alien race it is that's flying their damn Ford Taurus around, making all the damn lights and streamers.
They needed the Sean Connery GPS. That's why they got lost. They weren't getting their turn-by-turn navigation.
Was it Jeff Ross was the name of that announcer from the WWF?
Jim Ross.
Jeff Ross is the Roastmaster General.
Ah. The more you know.
Just remember good old JR.
Well, Jeff also starts with J, though.
So. Oh, that's it. Yeah. That's your verdict.
You're right, Ryan.
It was funny. It took me a second. I was like... Just the little April corrections. I'll giggle when I listen back to that. So that's it. That's their episode, really.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's a new segment though, and it features
a
our
horse?
One and only. Yeah, our one and only horse, Larry. we've taught him to be like a human and speak. Mm. That his job is to edit our podcasts
with his hooves.
With his hooves.
Sits down at his computer with his hooves. Tippity taps away.
We've had to give him like 10 keyboards because he keeps breaking it.
Yeah.
It's trying to hit the E and I hit the exclamation point.
I hit the everything.
It's really caught into our Patreon budget, which you should join. No.
Sugar cubes are getting expensive.
I'm kind of wondering when we're going to make him into glue.
Trying to lose weight, so I'm back on the carrots.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
He's the health conscious horse who edits our podcast. Anyway, Larry.
Yes.
It's time for you to rant.
Okay.
Do we have a name for this segment?
Freestyle Rants.
Ah, Freestyle Rants. All right, so...
You can time me?
Yeah.
I'll get 30 seconds.
Yep. Okay.
All right, so each of the three of us are going to give...
I thought 30 seconds was because it was a test run.
No, 30 seconds was perfect because that's kind of where he ended up naturally anyway.
Okay.
So,
call me.
Yeah, I will.
The three of us are going to offer Larry a stoop because he is the older and senior member of the crew.
Yes.
To speak his mind.
Mm-hmm.
We give him 30 seconds and he rants.
Yep.
So,
it's a good outlet.
Yeah, Larry. Definitely.
And we also, for anybody who didn't hear it the first time, this is going to be three things that we have not told Larry ahead of time what it is. It's going to be three completely random things. Mm-hmm. We just like to hear Larry rant. And so why don't we go ahead and we'll start with Ryan.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I'm going to offer Larry something to rant about. And today I would like you to rant about... social media.
Oh, social media.
Do the countdown?
Oh,
okay.
Yep. Sorry. I got so excited that I forgot. All right. Go ahead.
All right. Social media. Look, you're not as interesting as you think you are. I don't need to see. Here's my socks. Now I have put on my shoes. Snap picture. Now here's me at the grocery store. Now here's me buying bananas. Now here's me. Your life is not interesting. We don't need to see every single second of your life. My goodness, you're boring the piss out of us. Oh, it's just ridiculous. I just hope people just are just narcissistic.
Nice.
But I thought you wanted to see what color of socks I was wearing yesterday afternoon. Anyway.
Yep.
That was great. Yep. April, do you have yours?
I'm going to go with lemons.
Lemons. Lemons are, you know, I enjoy lemons. They're great. You can turn them into lemonade. You can turn them into, you can squirt it on your salad. It's good low-cal dressing. A little lemon on your salad. It spices up a nice tea. Well, it doesn't spice it up. It makes a nice tea taste better. You can take that lemonade, mix it in with the iced tea. You made an even better drink. You can, they're fun for pranks. You can just slip someone a lemon. They don't even know, and they make that sour face. And, you know, there's nothing funnier than that sour face. Hi, Renee Zellweger.
Okay.
So you seem a bit pro-lemon.
That was a positive rant. I like that. I was expecting a negative one.
And what I like is that we found a way to find out what you actually like.
True.
Because I think we all assume you hate everything.
We'll know him very well by the end of these segments. This is just a process of elimination.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua.
All right. All right, Larry. For my rant, I want you to rant about church collection trays.
Church collection trays, as I like to call them. Give a penny, leave a penny. Give a dollar, take a dollar. The church has got enough money. Go ahead and take a little off the top for yourself. They don't need it. What is Jesus need a new car? I mean, come on. He doesn't drive. He's too hammered to drive after that incident. God doesn't need money. He can make his own money if he needs money. Hell, he can just make whatever he wants. And you don't need to be giving the church that money. It's a waste of money to give them.
It's tax free.
It is.
Mm-hmm. God.
So better. Follow us on Twitter at Conspiracy T Show.
If you have a request, maybe for a Larry rant,
yeah,
throw us a topic. Yeah.
And also, it's okay to believe in all that sort of thing. But
yeah, I just think the money thing's Larry's, a little weird.
All Larry's opinions are of his opinions, and he Larry has a freedom of speech.
Larry underscore guy underscore guy. Well, ignore it. Hey, I got something special for us here.
Okay, what's up?
Is from Matt McShitterman.
Oh, sweet.
So he sent, well, posted another song.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one that Ryan had
That's right.
Had, requested.
Okay.
So here we go.
So do I. A full commitment's what I'm thinking of. You wouldn't get this from any other guy. I just wanna tell you how I'm feeling. Gotta make you understand. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say for so long. Your heart's been aching, but you're too shy to say it. Inside we both know what's been going on. We know the game and we're gonna play it. And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert. So long. Your heart's been aching, but you're
say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. You
nice.
Matt.
So good.
You are good, man. You do the Rick Astley proud.
We're never gonna give you up.
It's true.
Wait, what do you guys
karaoke when you karaoke?
I don't karaoke.
Really?
I did once, and I don't even remember what I did. I think I did Beastie Boys Sabotage. Mm.
Yeah.
I could see that.
You just have to scream it.
Right.
Yeah.
I've never done karaoke before.
I had a few drinks in me.
Yeah, I was going to say that's where I'd be too, probably. I'd have to be pretty drunk.
Matt and I have something in common because the only time I've ever covered anything, it was Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up.
That does not surprise me.
And I did the dance too. So
nice.
That makes sense now.
Yeah. I just wanted to see somebody else do it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, yeah, like, it, okay. So, Josh, to end that, you've never karaoke'd anything?
No, I've brought up the idea to people, but no one wants to do it.
What is your idea?
To go to a karaoke bar?
Well, find one. I'll go.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know.
You could do it right here, technically.
Yeah, it's true. What would you do? Like, what song would you do, dear?
What song would I do?
Shoop.
Okay, I got a better question.
I could do Shoop. I honestly know all the words.
If you two had to force each other and you had to sing it, what would you guys do?
A duet, you mean?
Yeah, anything.
Oh, that's a good one. They should duet.
What would we duet?
Does it have to be like a duet song, or can we both just sing the same song?
Anything. Oh, see, because I was going to say the Extreme song.
Oh, we are really good. Sorry.
Just hit him in his sore arm.
That's like the fifth time I've done that because I'm sitting on this side. We could, yeah, that would be
more
really good.
More than words?
Yep, more than words. We are good at that one. Or we could do Africa, or we could do Seagulls.
Yep, mad lip reading.
You see how happy they are, kids?
Yep.
When you're shooting for a relationship, shoot for the shoops.
Right.
Larry?
He stares at me like, your relationship.
Yep, you're married too, I guess.
You're married, but it sucks. How's your horrible marriage going, Larry?
Larry?
My marriage is actually going very well.
Well, okay. So if you had to have your wife do a karaoke and
with
her,
me?
If you had to assume what she would have you do, because I know what I would have you do.
I know what she would do. It would be Delight.
Okay.
Girl Is in the Heart.
Okay.
Oh, a fun song. Yeah. I love it. Hey, you weird.
I just posted that because I listened to the live version. It's so good.
Such a fun song.
Yeah. And I could do the Q-Tip rap part.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice little collaboration.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Cool.
Oh, man.
What would you do, Ryan?
I don't know if this would count, but I would want to do the Sweeney Todd musical.
Oh,
and so I would do the God, which one of those songs? God, there's so many.
You'd have to do A Little Priest. That's my favorite.
A Little Priest. Okay. I would do A Little Priest.
That's a good duet too. There's a lot of good back and forth in that one.
Yeah.
Growing up Catholic, that scared me. I flinched.
Do a little Stephen Sondheim musical action. Mm-hmm. I would be down.
There you go.
I feel like Ryan would be so into it that he'd like come dressed.
Wow. Oh.
Like.
There's a bit of a pause up there.
Leaving it up to the imagination.
Right. No, I feel like he'd show up to the karaoke bar like with a wig and.
Oh, yeah. With a whole shock nine of yards. White yeah. through it and like the old timey London town attire. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Sir, we can't let you in here with those barber's blades. You're going to have to check those at the door.
I promise they're not sharp. Oh, Lord. One day when things open again.
Yep.
But me and Josh got our vaccines. These two have fully vaxxed.
Yep.
And we're on our way to getting there. And I hope you guys are all safe out there. Does anybody have anything to throw out there before we end this bad bear?
He's got the poo, doesn't know where to go to, because the toilet's on the fritz. Because Josh is taking shits. forgot to wipe. Now he's got brown underwear stripes, cause the toilet's on the fritz. Cause Josh is taking shits. Josh is a one in a million pooper. God bless April, she's a super trooper. All is hush because the toilet won't flush. Call a plumber, the toilet's on the fritz. Cause Josh is taking shits.
Oh my god. Once again, your contract's extended.
Thank you.
We just got an email from the Monopoly guy who oversees Beer City Media. He says you're rehired. It's good. It's good.
Wow.
You might have to start paying him more, guys. That is a new hit.
Yep.
From Larry underscore guy underscore guy. Check out Big Old Britches. Love this man. And that's it. We'll see you next week in another episode of the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast. Have a great one, guys.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper. Trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts. Putting on the Ritz.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.